On this Tuesday, let's now turn our attention to the weather forecast. Don Day is here from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. A little gray here, Don. It's not been very warm, actually. It was muggy a couple of days, but gosh, sunshine and heat would be nice. How about where you are?
Well, you know, more of the same. A very, very cool out west. In fact, for the second time in the month of June and probably on the first day of summer, tourists in Yellowstone Park are going to see snow again. Just a very cool weather pattern across the northern and central part of the United States, and it's going to not warm up or dry out really anywhere in the nation's midsection or west, at least here for another week to 10 days.
Does that cool weather translate into cool across the Corn Belt as well?
It will, and it also is going to lead to some increased chances for getting wet again. Now, over the last 7 to 10 days or so, it hasn't been wet. Some areas have dried out and warmed up a little bit, but what will happen is we're going to see troughs come from the Pacific Northwest through the Northern Rockies and into the Dakotas, and this will help trigger more shower and thunderstorm activity. That, in a sense, is going to cool us off a little bit. But it also is not allowing the establishment of a Southern Plains or Gulf Coast high pressure that tends to develop in the summer season that then expands and grows northward. And so that just keeps delaying it. So every time we talk, it looks like we just delay the establishment of a summer high another week or 10 days, and we're starting to look at the calendar, and here we are in the second half of June, and still don't see through the rest of June that establishment of a bona fide summer pattern yet.
What do our nighttime lows look like?
Well, that's one thing that may help out. With the wet ground, the clouds, the precipitation, that does keep those overnight temperatures a little warmer. So while daytime temperatures may be a bit below average, you're a little bit above average at night, and that may help some folks out a little bit. For anybody, though, looking for a prolonged stretch of warm or even hot summer weather, even in the desert southwest, it's not developing.
Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate so much the work you do, and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Sounds good.
All right, that's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.